The following is an initiation lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 9th, 2012 in Sri Vrindavan Dham, India.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Dara Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatha Anrita Sajaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Trishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakambitamscha Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desha Tarine
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today for the most auspicious occasion, initiation ceremony. The general mass of people, they have no information what is this initiation. Doesn't mean anything to them. Even now, initiation is going on, some people are just talking, Gramya Kata, talk, 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 talk. This shows the consciousness of the general population. So, birds of a feather flock together. Those who value initiation, we flock together. Because we don't take the vox populi for our philosophy. Whatever Bollywood says, whatever the Indian government says, or the US government says, you see, we do not take their opinion. We follow the path of the great Mahajana. Mahajana yena gata sapanta. That is called the Acharya Marga. Mahajan Margis. That is our path. We understand that to simply engage the whole life in sense gratification means you're simply cutting your own throat. That's simply cutting your throat. And after you cut your throat, what do you get? You become animal, you become dog, you become hog, you become monkey. You see? That is the reward for working hard to maintain your family. So we are not interested in such a foolish life. We have taken the guidance from the greatest Vaishnava Acharya in the history of the universe. His divine grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Pariva Jagacharya Asta Tarasadashi Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedantati Dandi Goswami Maharaj Vapad Ki Jai. We take our guidance from that greatest of all Acharyas. That's simply to be born of a mother and father. Then you're nothing better than animal. If your only birth is by mother and father, you are no better than animal. It is stated in the Vedic wisdom. Dvipada Pashu. You may walk very nicely on your two legs. You may drive very nicely in your car. But you are simply animal. Unless you become born again in Dvija, by taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. Someone may say, but why do I need a guru? I bow down to Krishna. I don't need a guru to bow down to Krishna. I accept Krishna as my authority. That's all I need. I'm covered. But if you accept Krishna as authority, why don't you actually accept him as authority then? Why you do not factually accept him as authority? Krishna directly states in the Adi Purana, Ye me bhakti jana parta, no me bhakti shtate janaha, mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas, te me bhakti tamamata. The one who is my devotee, no me bhaktas. He is not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So you want to be a devotee of Krishna, sir? You want to be a devotee of Krishna, ma'am? Then you have to become the devotee of Krishna. That is the meaning of initiation. Initiation means now you're actually surrendering to Krishna. You're following the words of Krishna, not some sahaja concocted so-called Krishna consciousness, which is very popular nowadays. What does Rupa Goswami say in this regard? In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1-2-10 event, he clearly states, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Viding Vina Akaintake Hirer Bhaktir Udpatta Yaiva Kalpate. Devotional service to the Lord, which is performed without reference to the Vedas, Puranas, Pancharatras, etc., is simply mental speculation, it's mere sentimentalism, and it's nothing but a disturbance of the human society. This is the type of devotional service that's going on in the world today in every synagogue, every temple, every mosque. You see, simply bogus, concocted bhakti, which is not in accordance with the scriptures. It simply creates agitation. And because the science of God is not presented as a science, therefore people reject it now. They become atheists. This is the great contribution of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. He is presenting the theistic science in a very, very profound, authoritative way, so that any intelligent person can understand how to become liberated from this material existence. So this initiation ceremony is very significant. Today we're accepting 4 disciples for first initiation, 2 disciples for second initiation. For those of you who don't know me, I am Sankarshan Das Adhikari. I'm a disciple of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, some people say, well, only Prabhupada can be the guru. But Prabhupada ordered us that we should become guru. That was Prabhupada's order. So simply, we don't feel very qualified, but simply we have the order of Srila Prabhupada, that's all. Prabhupada ordered us that after my departure, we should become guru. So we're simply doing that service because Prabhupada ordered us to do, that's all. We do not think we are big gurus or big spiritual masters, no. We are simply the humble servants of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Because He ordered us, you become guru, therefore we are doing that. This is how the disciplic succession continues. You see, the spiritual master orders his disciples to become guru, and then they order their disciples to become guru. In this way, the disciplic succession has gone throughout history. It's like the father has a son. You see, then he has a son, who has a son, who has a son, who has a son. You see, this is called disciplic succession. You see, first there's Krishna, then there's Brahma, then there is Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, Madhvacharya, on down to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan, and the great, many, many great acharyas like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and our most beloved founder acharya, Srila Prabhupada. So, today these persons, the initiates, are entering into their eternal existence. Prabhupada told us in Los Angeles. He said that deathlessness begins from the very day of initiation. So it's a very significant thing. When they get their beads, they are now reviving their eternal existence. They are now entering into eternity. Provided that they follow the orders. Provided they take their initiation vows very seriously. They chant their rounds, they follow the principles. If they will stick to the vow that they make today, at this ceremony, then their deathlessness, their eternal existence, was revived at this very day of initiation. So it's not some insignificant little ceremony. These persons, they're actually entering into eternity right now in this ceremony. It's a very, very profound. Every initiation is one of the greatest moments in history, actually. For that jiva soul, that particular jiva soul, that initiation is the most significant moment in all of history. The greatest moment in history. It's the greatest moment in history for that jiva soul. So we should never think, oh, just some little ritual. No. If they don't keep their vows, yes, it's just some little ritual. But if they keep their vows very seriously, I accepted Guru, I accepted the order of Guru as my life and soul, I have given up my independence, now I am simply the property of Guru and Krishna. If they take their initiation in that way, which is the proper way, which is the only way, and then from that very moment, they have now entered into eternity. They've entered into their eternal sarup as the servant of Krishna. The details of that sarup, that'll be revealed later on. There are many stages in bhakti. There is shraddha, or faith, sadhu sangha, association, bhajana kriya, That's initiation. And after initiation, then they will work to clean all that dirt out of the heart. We have so much dirt in our hearts. So we work very diligently to clean out those anarthas. That's called anartha nivritti. And when that dirt is cleaned, then we achieve the state called nishtha, or firm faith. For the modes of passion and ignorance, they're no longer acting. And then from nishtha, one goes to ruchi. Very, very sweet, sweet taste of Krishna consciousness. And then from that stage, one goes to asakti. But one becomes completely, totally attached to Krishna and nothing but Krishna. Like Lord Chaitanya prayed, I know no one but Krishna as my Lord. And he shall remain self, even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, or leaves me broken-hearted by not being present before me. He is my worshipful Lord, unconditionally. At that stage, one actually achieves pure love of God. One realizes their swarup in Krishna's pastimes. And then there is the awakening of ecstatic emotions in bhava and the full development of love of God in prema. So this is a vital step for achieving prema. You cannot get prema unless you get initiated. That's a fact. You can't bypass it. You have to go through the steps given by Rupa Goswami. Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Vajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, and Prema. You try to skip a step, it's called Sahajya. You will not be successful. That's a fact. You will not be successful in achieving love of God. Absolutely, you will not be successful. So we're very happy that these sincere devotees are making this step today. We're very, very happy. And two initiates now are moving forward to be initiated as Brahman. We're very, very pleased. We know that Prabhupada is very pleased with you. Therefore, we are also very pleased with you. Prabhupada is very, very pleased with all of you. He's getting more grandchildren today. Four new grandchildren. So we thank you all very much. You're attending today and hearing nicely in spite of all of the buzz in the background. Thank you so much for giving your attention to these words. So now we will proceed with the real the ultimate nectar, which is giving the names and the beads. This is the moment when they actually enter into eternity. So where they will offer their dandavats? Here? That's face. This way. Yeah, okay. Alright. So now first of all, I'd like to call Harendra Modak. Yeah. From South India. So, what are the... How many rounds of japa do you chant every day?
16 rounds. 16 rounds.
Only 16 rounds?
Yes. Minimum 16 rounds.
Minimum 16 rounds. That's better.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are the four regulated principles? Four regulated principles.
That is gambling and intoxication and no meditating and indecision.
Okay. All right. So, your name is Hari Katha. Hari Katha. So now you have to always engage in Hari Katha. Because you are the servant of Hari Katha, you must always hear and chant the glories of Hari 24 hours a day. Okay. Next, we will call Tushar. So, how many rounds of japa will you chant every day?
Minimum 16.
Minimum 16, very good. And what are the four regulated principles?
No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex.
Yes, very good. So, your name is Trivikram Das. Now we will call your wife. Go ahead. So, how many rounds of japa you chant every day?
20.
Minimum 16. Yeah, because 20 shouldn't be limit capped at 20 either. You see, you can do 20, but you shouldn't say 20 flat 20 because you chant more than 20. You see. Okay, and how many, what are the four regulative principles?
No meat, drinking, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling.
Yes, very good. So your name is Rahini Devi Dasi. Okay. Now we call for Savita. So, how many rounds of japa you will chant?
16 rounds minimum.
16 rounds minimum, very good. And what are the four regulative principles?
No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, and no intoxication.
Very good. So, your name is Shama Priya Devi Dasi. Radharani's name. Okay, now we can continue with the yajna, Hare Krishna.